Newly released data from York Regional Police shines a light on the demographics of suspects in incidents involving weapons. Police had 421 use of force reports involving 324 people in 2023. About 144 subjects, or 45%, were white, 87 subjects, or 27%, were black, 37 subjects, 11%, were Middle Eastern, 33 subjects, 10%, were East, Southeast Asian, 17 subjects, or 5%, were Asian, 5 subjects, or 1%, were Latino, and 1 was Indigenous. Police analyzed the data to determine which subjects carry around weapons. It is important to note that the subjects perceived to be white were up from 39% in 2022, and our subjects perceived to be black were down from 34% in 2022, Staff Sergeant Josh McHugh. The police force states it began working collaboratively with the Ontario Police College and the Ministry of the Solicitor General to improve on data validation procedures and transparency with respect to our organization's application of force this year. This partnership is the first of its kind, placing York Regional Police in the position of accessing the organization's use of force data directly from the Ministry of the Solicitor General after it has been reviewed and verified by ministry personnel. The data is a stark comparison to subjects involved with Toronto Police Service officers. About 1,244 members of the public were involved in use of force incidents. About 482 people, 39%, were black, 442 subjects, 36%, were white, 104 subjects, 9%, were East, Southeast Asian, 72 subjects, 6%, were Middle Eastern, 49 subjects, 4%, were Latino, 49 subjects, 4%, were South Asian, and 26 subjects, 2%, were Indigenous. While there are more white subjects involved with YRP, police state that a higher number of black subjects carry weapons. About 91 white subjects, 63%, were armed, 71 black subjects were armed, 82%, 24 East and Southeast Asians were armed, 73%, 18 Middle Eastern subjects were armed, 49%, 8 South Asian subjects were armed, 47%, 1 Indigenous subject was armed and 2 Latino subjects were armed, 40%. Chief Jim McSween said the data in York Region is based on the officer's perception of race at the time of the call. We can't even verify if the numbers are completely accurate because after we have the interaction, we might validate that the perception might have been one thing, but the reality might have been something else, said McSween. According to the 2021 census, 55% of York Region's population identifies as a visible minority, 44.8% Chinese, 20% South Asian, 16.1% other, 9.7% West Asian, 5.1% Black, 4.3% Filipino. Deputy Chief Cecile Hammond pointed out that not all the subjects referenced in the data live within the region. While we can provide the demographics and makeup of the community, a number of the subjects perhaps don't reside in York Region, said Hammond. It may not provide an accurate reflection. Durham Regional Police Service has released its data as well. Officers used force in 237 incidents. About 145 subjects, 61.2%, were white, 52 subjects, 22.4%, were black, 23 subjects, 9.7%, were labeled as others, 8 subjects, 3.8%, were East, Southeast Asian, 1 subject, 0.4%, was Indigenous, 1 subject, 0.4%, was Latino, 7 subjects, 3.0%, were Middle Eastern, 6 subjects, 2.5%, were South Asian and 16 subjects, 6.8%, were labeled as multiple race groups. As most cases involve police arriving at a scene, McSween said the collection of data may change as the categories broaden over time. As a provision under the Anti-Racism Act, police services have been mandated to collect data on the perceived race of individuals involved in use of force incidents.